Okay, I'd like to welcome everyone to June's Man, Mas-Based Medrash, Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, Tavshin Ayin Gimel, Baruch Hashem. And welcome to all the Talmidim who are here, and it's a big schus that we be here, because it's, you know, they say from the Chofetz Chaim, it's when you learn in these times, and Chofetz Chaim said he became a Talmud Chacham as he learned on Fridays. That's what they say. Because Fridays, people usually are on the, they come here, they go here, Friday's a day too, so he learned. So that was, so he said he became a Talmud Chacham. Now, the topic, Bez Hashem, of June's mind is going to be the Kav HaTarich, the halachas of the international dateline, which is a fascinating topic in halacha. It's tremendous. And I made 12 packets. I don't know how many days that spans, but there'll be 12 packets on this topic. And those that were here for Shavuos already heard, but we're going to say over even what we did Shavuos night, and we'll repeat it and go through the Inyanim. And it's something that was something I wanted to do for a long time already. That's usually what June's mind ends up being, something that I really wanted to do for a long time. Said, and we get it out in June's mind. Okay, now the news man, so we have a minug. You know, Baruch Hashem, we sing a niggun at the beginning, and then we go right into the learning. Avinu v'rachamon, v'rachem, v'rachem aleinu, v'sein v'libeinu v'ino, l'havinu l'askin. Avinu v'rachamon, amirachem rachem aleinu, v'sein v'libeinu v'ino. Avinu l'haskil, l'shma'a, l'ilmadu l'lameid, Lishmar Velasos Lekayim Eskol Divrei Salmo Torosecha Biyava Lishmar Lilmadu Lelamein Lishmar Velasos Ulikayim Eskol Divrei Salmo Torosecha Biyahava Vihoreinu Visorosecha Vidamek Libeinu Vimitzvosecha V'yachel levaveinu li'ava li'ira eshemecha lishma'a li'lmadu li'lamein li'shma'a v'lasas Ulikayim Eskol Divrei Salmo Torasecha Biyahava. The concept of Kav HaTarich has to be explained, what it is and what the necessity for it is as well. We know that, and Rabbi Moshe Shapiro from the library was very helpful in explaining things to me, to clarify things, in a way that hopefully I'll be able to present to you in a clear way, so we should have some kinyan on this limud. So I'd like to say over, based on Rabbi Moshe Shapiro's explanation to this idea. Palmer also wrote an article. Okay. The earth is moving. It's like a basketball. Posen has it the same. Spinning. And throughout the world, there's sunsets happening throughout the world. We're going to have a sunset in another nine hours. The sunset's happening because when the earth is spinning and the sun is in its place, so there are always going to be parts of the earth that are going away from the sun and getting dark for a certain amount of time till the rotation of the ball of the earth. Now we're in the direct contact with the sun rays, and it's going to be daytime. So the shkia is happening throughout the world. Now, the question, and of course, in Yadus we believe, Erev Vayivoker, that the night is the beginning of the new day. So, whenever a shkia is happening in a certain place, and then there was a shkia before, we have to understand whose shkia is the first shkia. Because, in other words, there's going to be, say where today is Monday, so tonight is going to be Tuesday. Whose shkia is the first shkia? Meaning, you could say that, in other words, so when you're, let me explain. When you're twirling a basketball, right? When you're twirling a basketball, so what's the beginning? Circle, there's no beginning to a circle. But when it comes to being kovei shkia, we have to decide whose shkia is first, because we want to know, like, whose Tuesday is first. In other words, there's going to be a shkia here, there's going to be a shkia in Eretz Yisrael, say. So the shkia in Eretz Yisrael is happening, right? And then, just started. He said, well, between the singing and the thing, we'll get here in time. So we welcome Rav Yonah Santelaki, who came from the west side, who we originally met on Shavuos night, in the middle of the night, on the west side. How many years ago? Huh? 4 years ago, it was? That was one of the best things that ever happened that we met. Okay. So again, you know, the earth is going around like the basketball, and you have the sun. So in Eretz Yisrael, we view Eretz Yisrael as a couple of hours now. It's what, 7 hours? 7:20, say, in Eretz Yisrael now, and then it's going to be shkia there in Eretz Yisrael, right? And it's going to, therefore, it's going to be the beginning of Tuesday, right? Now, you don't necessarily have to view it that way, right? Because you can view it is that we're ahead of them, right? You could have said it like that, that we're ahead of them. That really, it's a saying that their shkia could be viewed. It's not, but it could have been viewed as they're now first starting Monday night. And we're ahead of them. In other words, because they're always there's going to be a shkia here, there's going to be a shkia there, but how do you know whose shkia is considered the first shkia? So we have to, therefore, determine a line in the 300 somewhere on the basketball to put a line to say that this place, shkia, is going to be the first shkia of the world. And therefore, when they start the new day, their shkia is the first one to start, and everyone to the west, because we're moving, the, as Rabbi Moshe Shapiro pointed out, the ball is going from west to east. So anyone to the west, a little bit, in other words, whatever the line is, that's your first place. Your shkia counts as the first shkia of the day. Anyone a little bit to the left, to the west, your shkia is going to be the next shkia. Right? But wherever the line is, if we were to put the line a little bit further over, you see, so anyone who's on the left of the line, here, say, let's take the line that says technical chazanish, just for argument's sake. Say that's the line, whatever that means. So that means who's ever at that line, that's the first shkia is going to happen. Anyone to the left is going to be the second shkia. There's going to be a third. Now, anyone on the right, they're like, you have the basketball, you have that line, and it goes from west to east, so you're turning, so you can be right next to the line, but you're on the other side of the line, you're last in line. Because you have the line, and anyone a little bit to the left is next, a little bit to the left, next, so you go all around, and the guy who's on the other side of the line, you can manage shake his hand, he's considered the end. So his shkia is going to be what? 24 hours later than the other one, because the whole rotation of the earth is a 24-hour rotation, hence the day, 24 hours of going around. So, but if we would just push the line a little bit, you see where the line is with the technical, put the line, say, a little bit further, where it says, like, civil date line, that line, or, say, mid-Pacific post-Gim, that line. So that line now makes, you see here, like the way Japan is on the other side of the line, so Japan is what? Is going to be the last on line. Right? Because, again, the international deeming means that your shkia is the first shkia, as opposed. So it's a big difference. It's a big difference where the line is drawn of when the day begins. Because again, when there's night and day, you can always view it as, well, which night are we talking about? In other words, okay, there's night in Eretz Yisrael, so they're ahead of us. But who says? Maybe they're behind us. So that would make a difference of where the line is drawn. Now the line could be arbitrarily, it could be drawn anywhere. Right? The Goyim decided we're going to have a line because they also need to know when is Sunday, when is Monday. They also have to have, for the purposes of knowing when is Sunday, when you get your day off, when is Sunday, when is Monday. So they also have to have a line, an international date line. So they said, we're going to draw a line in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, right? And we're going to make it that it shouldn't go into any landmass. So if need be, will, you know, zigzag, which they did. Look at their line, civil date line. You see? See where the line begins at the bottom? And then by New Zealand, it curves, and then it goes around, and then it goes back, and then it goes between Alaska and Russia. It goes through. instead of just going straight, because no one wants a line just going through a landmass, because then it comes out that on one side of the street it could be Sunday, and the other side of the street it could be Monday, right? Because you could be, in other words, if you have a circle, right? Remember when we used this? So here's a circle. So you could be on one side or the other side. But if the line is there, then we don't view it as you're so close. We view it as you're all around, as you're so distant, as you can be so close yet so far. If you're on the other side of the, but if you're, okay. So let's just explain it, just understand. So say, for example, what's called the technical definition. We'll get to that. Is that so? Anything, again, the west is on the left, the east is on the right. And anything that's wherever the line is, whatever sheet you hold the line is, the line is considered the beginning. That, in other words, whatever person is there in that location, and he's experiencing Shkia, that's good. And now we're entering in Tuesday, he's the first to hit Monday night, meaning Tuesday. And anything going more to the west is the second, and then the people on the other side of the line, they're already in the eastern side of the line, they're at the very end of the rotation. They're at the very end of the rotation. So where the line is going to be very significant in for us to determining when the day changes. Now, we know in our lives, state, the favors, ain't gonna work on Saturday, right? So state, the favors, ain't gonna work on Saturday. So we always grew up that Saturday is Shabbos. Ain't gonna work on Saturday. But that doesn't have to be the case. There's nothing intrinsic about Saturday that makes it Shabbos. In other words, theoretically, because the only shot is that the Goyim put their line a certain place. So if we're in a location that's on the same side of the line as where the Goyim are, in other words, if our date line will be in a place where we're to the left of the date line, and in reference to the Goyim's line, it's also to the left of the date line, then we'll have Saturday on Shabbos. But if our date line, where we're located, will be to the on a different side of the date line than what the Goyim is, then we're going to have Shabbos on a different day. Say, for example, let's take Hawaii, for example. Just as an example, look at Hawaii here. So let's look what we call technical chazanish, and we'll explain what that means in the future. So Hawaii, according to the chazanish, is according to this line of the chazanish, it's to the east. To anything to the east of the date line means that you're gonna. You're trailing. You're at the end. But say the Goyim, wait, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, one second. Yeah. No, in other words, I said it incorrectly. Let's take an easier example. Let's take New Zealand. That's an easy example for just explaining. See New Zealand here. So New Zealand. Take New Zealand, right? So let's see where the Goyim put the date line. So where the Goyim put the date line, so New Zealand is to the west. So that means New Zealand is at the very beginning. Where the Chazon Ish puts, the technical Chazon Ish puts the date line. So, in other words, anyone to the west is at the beginning, anyone to the east is at the end. So where the Chazon Ish puts the date line, so then it's at the very end. Right? So it's to the west of the Goyish date line, to the east of this other line of the Chazon Ish's date line. Right? So that would mean, again, the Goyim, whatever they decide, that's when Saturday is, the word Saturday. But for the Chazon Ish, since it's at the end of the date line, so for the Goyim, Saturday and Shabbos, you know, Saturday is Saturday. But for the Chazon Ish, it's at the end of the date line. So they're not going to get to that day of what's called, say, of Shabbos till the end. Right? So therefore, so that means they're going to get, it's going to take longer. So when are they going to get Shabbos? They're going to get Shabbos on Sunday. Because their date line is only, Chazon Ish puts New Zealand to be there at the very end. Because if you're in the east, that means that you're at the end of the circle. So you have the ball here, so the ball is here, here's the line, and you keep going, and you're not going to get, so your shkia is not going to be till the very end. Your shkia is not going to be till the very end. So Mamela, you won't have Shabbos on Saturday, but you'll have Shabbos on Sunday. Okay?
Why does the civil day have to be so bent? It's not always going through.
Right, but they were afraid that maybe there was an island there, so that's the way they did it. That's the way they did it. So let's just say out some of the basic shitas, and it's like this. So the Chazon Ish shita is that the date line is 90 degrees east of Yerushalayim. The Jerusalem line is 90 degrees east. Now, where did he get that from? Based on a Palomar or whatever, but, and we'll see these things inside. I'm just getting your feet wet today. So the basic yisod in life is that Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael, is the center of the world. Okay, that's a good hashkafa. It's the center of the world. Now, what is the world? So the Chazon Ish, based on the Baal HaMor, says that the world is the Iker, that we know the world is round, so it's 360 degrees. But the Chazon Ish held that we only deal with 180 of them, 180 degrees, because that's the Iker Yishuv, of where people were living. So therefore, it's this bulk. You see, we weren't going so much America. This bulk, this mass. You see, all these, this, basically, you have Europe, Asia, China, you know, this whole planet. That's the world. There's America. They weren't going so much. So Eretz Yisrael is the Tibur Shalolam, so that means that there'll be 90 to the east and 90 to the west, and you're in the middle. And thus haste, Eretz Yisrael is the Tibur HaOlam, That's a pasuk. And it says Tibra Ha'olam. So Mamela, so that's what the Chazon Ish put his line here. And that's, that shows. Now Rav Tukhachinsky, who's also a big Talmud Chacham, but no, was also a big Talmud Chacham, said, well, what are you talking about? It's 360 degrees, the world. So yeah, Eretz Yisrael is the Tibur Shel Olam, but the world is 360 degrees. So therefore, the date line, if you want Eretz Yisrael to be the middle of the world, it means that means that its Shkia will be the middle Shkia. It's not the first online, it's the middle online. And therefore, the first Shkia therefore will be at the 180 degrees east, and then the world goes from west to east, and that'll be the so Eretz Yisrael will be the middle Shkia, because it'll be because 180 degrees east of Yerushalayim is where everything begins. The first, that means the Shkia of that place is considered the first Shkia, 12 hours, right? And then anything coming to, as the earth would go from the west to the east, your second align, your third align, your fourth align, etc. So Yisrael will be the middle. Their Shkia will be the middle Shkia of the world. And then anything on the other side of Yisrael will be even, will have a Shkia even later, until you go around the ball. So that's the, so they both agree to, they both agree to the concept of being the middle, but Rav Tukhachinsky is dealing with the whole globe. And the Balamor, which is what he's based on, is saying that the Ikar Yishuv Ha'olam is this mess, what do you call it, Eurasia. So this, or did they know, or did they, did they think this Columbus was far Columbus, you say?
It's going from Chazal's time.
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah, he knew about America. Oh, you want to say based on the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, that Bezalofim Torah, Moshe Mashiach. Yeah. Right. That's what Rabbi Hoffman is saying. What? But in America? The Indians. How long were the Indians there for?
A long time. The
Yeah. Yidden. So basically those are considered the two main shittas. Then there are mid-Pacific poskim, means poskim that hold that it's not that the poskim were in the mid-Pacific, but they hold that the line is somewhere in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. Well, so you know, like 130 degrees east of, you know, they have a cheshbon based on the Bria's Olam, how things were. So we'll have to see what those, how they got their shita. But that's not considered mainstream. And then there's this notion that no, that maybe halacha doesn't have, obviously there has to be a dateline someplace, but we don't necessarily have to know where the dateline is. In other words, there has to be a dateline someplace, because it has to be changing someplace, but who cares? So it is wherever it is. And every place just follows the minhag hamakom. In other words, say there's an island. Say there's an island, that an inhabited island. So now you, like the Gemara says, Yimona Shisha, you kovei Shabbos, and now that'll be when Shabbos is based on the minhag hamakom. Now, mistaber that bisman hazeh, you can't just say it was worked to that. So I could just be, you know, Wednesday could be shot. You know, no, you can't. It was already, it's already taken, so to speak. There was all the neighboring places are taken. So you have to go with this yishuv or that yishuv. There was bisman hazeh. You can't say, well, I'm starting a new yishuv I want to start a new place in New Jersey, and I'll just say that the dateline is, you know, across the GW, you know, and the Passaic is on the other side, and they have you have to work with, because it's already taken. In other words, you have to shtim with everyone else, but you could still shtim with everyone else if you could. If you go one way or the in other words, you can go with your neighbors here, you can go with your neighbors there. And therefore, it could be that you just, in other words, you see, following min hamakom, I think there are two ways you could learn. And again, this is all brought down, but I'm just zogging now a little bit. Whereas, following min hamakom, Rav Yonis and Steif. Rav Yonis and Steif? A big Goyen from, Williamsburg, right? He had the big shul there. It was a big posik. So he says that the pshat in minhag hamakom was because we assume that that's the way it was from Sheshes Yimei Breishis. Or you could say, no. You could say that you could be koveya a minhag hamakom if there was no. There was no minhag hamakom from before. But again, bizman hazeh, in other words, it's not mistaber to say that you're going to be koveya a minhag hamakom that doesn't shtim with where you are in the world. In other words, you can't just yesh b'ayin say, okay, I'm just making my new religion now, and I start Wednesday, I start counting day one. You know, not mistaber, that minhag won't be toifis. But it could be, say there's a new island that emerges in the middle of the Pacific, so then if you convey a yishuv there, then it could then you could decide which, you know, possibly this, if you work with this concept of a minhag hamakom being koveya. And this is going to be so. This is a third idea that we don't necessarily have to say where did the where does it start, and have one and theoretically you could have steerus. In other words, this bit of a mokom is based on the fact that the line is here, and then another place in the world they have having a minhag hamakom. They're based on another thing, but that's where they were koveya. In other words, does it necessarily mean that there has to be one line that's koveya for the ganze Welt and be in one system or not? So the Chazon Ish and Rav Tukachinsky felt yes, that there's a concept of a kava tarich, and they just have to know where the kava tarich is. But others are Sikh Pesach Frank and the Rav Yisrael Zalman, and hell not, that there doesn't have to be a Kava Tarikha, or we don't have to know where it is, we just follow the minhag hamakom. And I heard Mordechai Tello told me that Rav Moshe Feinstein also was very into the minhag hamakom, because the Chazon Ish Shita was that if there's a minhag hamakom but it's against what he felt was the Kava Tarikh, then you have to just change the minhag hamakom and follow there's Kafah Tarif. Say, let me give you 1 second. See, the Chazon Ish, let me tell you something. Why does it say technical Chazon Ish? What does that mean? So technical Chazon Ish means that technically the Kafah Tarif is 90 degrees east of Yerushalayim, because again, he just deals with this land mass, that's the world, and Yerushalayim is the Emtza, and everything else didn't count. But the Yesoid Oilam, that's Kadmon, has the Yesoid. His Yesoid was, he argued with the Balamor, this Yesoid Oilam. I mean, the Chazon Ish is saying Pshat in the Balamor, which we'll have to see eventually. And he says Yesoid Oilam, Balamor can't be right, because it's not Mestaber, Zokter, that you could have a line going through a mass of land, because he couldn't be soivel that I could be crossing the street from Shabbos, and then on one side of the street it's Shabbos, and the other side of the street it's Sunday, or one side of the street it's Friday. He couldn't be soivel to such a thing. He couldn't be soivel that there's such a thing. So Chazon Ish says, you're right. In theory it's 90, but then we just have to go around to, so we'll go. So the Chazon Ish's vort is, take a look here. So really the Chazon Ish's vort is that it starts here, but then when it hits Australia, you go to the right and you draw a line around Australia, and now Australia will now be to the west of the line. And then you'll go up to China, you'll go straight up to China, and then you'll put a line through the border of China, and then you'll go up, and then Japan will just miss it. Japan will just miss it, and Japan will be on the east. So Japan is having, things are going to start later. So that was the Chazon Ish's famous shita about the Mir Yeshiva, that Shabbos, their shkia is going to be the last. So they're going to get Shabbos 24 hours after. They're going to get Shabbos on, not till Sunday, because again, if the dateline is goes to China and then it goes with the border of China, so then Japan is left out, right? Japan now comes to be on the east, and now the east is behind.
New Zealand is ahead of us.
No, we're east of New Zealand.
Yeah, we're doing the Chazon Ish's dateline, right? So the Goyish dateline makes Japan on the west. So Japan is on the same side of, you know, with everything else. So Japan is going to be towards the beginning. So they're going to have Shabbos with Saturday. But according to Chazon Ish, Japan is on the east of the dateline. If you're on the east of the dateline, again, everything at the dateline is the first, and everything to the left is number two, number three, because it's going from the west to the east. So everything on the west is happening before what's happening on the east of the dateline. So if you're on the east of the dateline, that means that you're on the end of the line, so to speak, in the ball. Right? So the ball is going from west to east. We're not going to count your Shkia till like 18, 24 hours later, and therefore Shabbos is only going to come for you when Sunday, just there at the end. Right. In other words, right, because over here Japan is it, but it sticks out. Because he holds that you go to the, you can't. In other words, he has this. He sold from the Yisod Olam, is that you can't go through a landmass because that's just not mustaber. So there are a couple of one second. So Australia also has a fascinating thing because Australia taka it goes through. So the Chazon Ish has two chidushim. He could have said, I would have said Aslina Basaruba. So put the line this way around Australia. Once you put it, no. But his thing is the Iker Yishuv is on that side where it's Israel, where Rav Kaplan explains. So he shtups all of Australia
to
the left, to the west, and therefore Australia will be good.
According to Japan, is parallel to Australia.
Right, so it doesn't matter. Right, it doesn't matter. Even though Australia is parallel to Japan, Australia gets in.
Why?
Australia gets in because you go around the landmass. So Australia is from the west, and they're going to have Shabbos on Saturday. But Japan just missed it. Just missed the. You know, it's like when the kid is born. You know, it's like, you know, for school, the cutoff day. When are you first grade? When is second grade? So you can be born a little bit later, and your kid is going to be in the next grade. Right? How do you feel? A little bit. Your kid's in the next grade, even though he's only born a little bit later. He's already. So the same thing over here. Japan just.
It's not touching at all?
Just misses. It's not touching.
It doesn't touch.
Maybe if we'd be touching, you know.
Build a canal or something.
Yeah, one second. So therefore, but according to the Goyim, right? So Japan is doing well because Japan is at the beginning because it's to the west of the Goyish sedate line. So Japan has Saturday and Shabbos are Saturday is on Shabbos. The Goyim. They don't have Shabbos, but you know, they're towards the beginning, and so the date line, it's on a different side of the date line if you hold like the Chazon Ish. But if you hold like Rav Tuk Kaczynski, we're 180, so Japan is to the west, just like it's to the west of the Goyish date line. So then Goyim just want to know when is Saturday. So, and we want to know when is Shabbos. Right? So if we're on the same side, then we're both to the west, then Saturday and Shabbos will come out the same day. But according to the Chazon Ish, the Japan is to the east of the date line, but it's to the west of the Goyish date line, so then that means that it's going to be like a day behind, because they're on the other side of the date line, and therefore it's only going to come out on Sunday. Now, one more thing, and then I'll take everyone's question. Now, the Chazon Ish writes, again, we're going to do this in time, but today I'm just getting getting our feet wet here a little bit. Yeah, four spice. Now, the Chazon Ish writes that he can't be soivel, like you soid all them, different sides of the street, he can't be soivel. But it comes out, like someone pointed out, Kaplan would say, well, to point out, according to Chazon Ish, say you're in Australia. Right now, the main shtot in Australia is what? Melbourne, you know, Sydney. So they're going to be with Saturday, right? Because they got chopped in. But say you're in Melbourne, right? And it's and you want to go swimming on Sunday. On Sunday, you want to go to the beach, you swim a little bit on Sunday. So you go out into the ocean here, into the specific ocean. So you just went into Shabbos. Because for them, right, they're on the other side. In other words, the landmass of Australia, Chazon Ish held, is there. But on the ocean already, it's already the other side of the date line. So they're not having Shabbos when? Till Sunday. So you want to take go boating on Sunday, you're going into Shabbos. L'chadodi, l'kras k'nup shab. L'chadodi, you know, you come towards the Shabbos. You go into the into the water and you meet Shabbos. So the Chazon Ish
it's like the second day Yom.
He wasn't bothered. That was not bothered. He just couldn't be sovel within the land. But that, so that's what the Chazon Ish.
To the east of Australia,
that
coast, as soon as you go to the ocean.
Right. Right now Perth. I think Perth actually is on the other side, right? Do anyone know where Perth is? You have your thing? Perth? Who was on the map? You have a thing? No. Look up Perth for me. Where's Perth? What? Yeah. I have Tribush. That's you're here to tell us Perth. Because YU had this. Was it YU or somebody that used to have? No, Rev Hoffman in Perth. People used to go here to Perth for
Counterpoint.
Perth, you know, both the Rothschild, Perth. So I think Perth. You see, so there are people who are, they say Ravel or whatever, the Suffolk, hold from the Chazon Ish. You know, so Rav Chaim Zimmerman, the Gadol Hador, Rav Chaim Zimmerman, is a Goyin Olam. You got it? No. Okay, we'll find Perth. Yeah, Rav Chaim Zimmerman held that. I always grew up. Rav Chaim Zimmerman held like the Chazon Ish. He didn't really hold like the Chazon Ish. He held from the 90 degrees, but straight. This is where it is. This is where it is. And none of this the curving stuff. That's what Rav Chaim Zimmerman held. So it would be a big difference. I remember years ago when people used to go to Australia and they asked Rav Schechter, episode he wasn't so IAI because it could be, you know, a Shiloh in Australia, because even if you want to say like the Chazon Ish. But you can hold from the Chazon Ish 90 degrees, but not hold from this other, the drawing around, and then they'll put these places in Australia, all in Suffolk, even if you're within the Chazon Ish people.
Why? You're saying this side?
No, because then all those pay places, Melbourne, all this that's on to the right here, will all be on the east of the date line, and in Mela they'll have Shabbos on Sunday.
Okay.
Whereas the Chazon Ish allowed them to have Shabbos on Saturday. And the Chazon Ish, even though the minig in Japan was Saturday, the Chazon Ish said, doesn't matter. I would say, I apologize. And the Chazon Ish that year, the Yom Kippur for the... No. That year... The year that the Mir Yeshiva was in Japan. In the end, by the time that Yom Kippur came, they already got to China. So once they got to China, they were in Shanghai, they were okay. Because then, the Kuli Alma, they were on the other side of the date line. So then, they were okay. Right? But once they were in Japan, they were in the Suffolk zone, because then they were on the other side of the Chazon Ish, and that. So then, so Wednesday was was the normal day to fast, and the Chazon Ish Paskin, they should fast on Thursday. Ichlu Bervi Tzumu Bachamishi. And then even though someone wanted to say, you know, maybe we should eat Pachas Pach, you know, on Thursday, touch everyone, that's the day of Yom Kippur, and maybe we should not. What are you talking about? Mitzvah Achila of Yom Kippur. Thursday is the. So the Chazon Ish, clearly, see, part of the Chizuk Chazon Ish, he was not concerned with the Minhag HaMakom. Whereas if he felt that this was wrong, LP, where he felt the date line is, so it doesn't matter that for hundreds of years, people, whatever amount of time, that people were keeping Shabbos on daily day, they were doing it wrong. And therefore, his psak was that they... And you should know, we'll see all this, but you should know that originally, when the Mir Yeshiva came, was You see, Rabbi Tuchman did some research. He spoke to Rabbi Pinovitz of the Lower East Side, who discussed when they kept. Because we went to Rabbi Tuchman and I, we went to Rabbi Gershon Yonkelovich recently. Rabbi Hashem was over 100 years old, and he was there. And he told us that they kept 2 days, but the Nakuda that I wanted to know was which day was the Iker day that they kept, that they made Kiddush, etc., which day they only kept Mechumer. So, and that Nakuda, he, you know, for Hashem was over 100, so, you know, he didn't have that 100%, so that was cool for them. It's like, you couldn't be locked. So he definitely said they kept 2 days, but I remember, I think, from Rabbi Lazdun, Tufi Lazdun, that the Iker day they kept was Shabbos, Saturday, and Sunday they kept Luchumra. And Rabbi Tuchman held from Rabbi Pinovitz Fakert. But the Iker day was Sunday, and Shabbos, Saturday, they kept Luchumra. So I was very torn. Till the Moshe Shapir showed me the Sefer of the history of Yeshivas Chachmei Neglin by Rabbi David Avraham Mandelman. And the David Avraham, who wrote the Pardes Yosef HaChodosh and many others for him, that so he writes, the Pshat is like this, that they first, when they first were there, they kept Shabbos, Iker day was on Saturday, and Sunday was the Chumra. But then they got the telegram from the Chazon Ish, and then they switched it. So it says in that Sefer that and then they kept Sunday is the Iker day, and Shabbos was just Parsh Mimalacha, but that wasn't the Saturday. Saturday was Parsh Mimalacha, they didn't keep the Iker day. And they say that the first Friday night after they got the telegram from the Chazon Ish, says in the Sefer, Rabbi Cheska Levenstein went to the Bima, time for Maariv, he gave a clock. What did he say? Urachum. Because he wanted everyone to daven the Vachadika Maariv, Urachum, on Friday night.
Friday night,
because now he tells that we're not going to do Malacha, but we're going to dive on weekday. We're going to dive on weekday, and we're not going to make Kiddush. And then the other day, on Sunday, is when we're going to. And then he kept, on Shabbos morning, he came into the Beis Medrash with his tefillin on, to be mechazik, that we're putting on tefillin today, and we're not going to do Malacha, but we're putting on tefillin, and we're davening weekday. Etc. So that explains the discrepancy of what happened in Yeshiva's Mir. It's brought out in the Sefer that Rav Leib Malin was. You see, the Mir Yeshiva wasn't the only show in town there. I mean, you had Lubavitch was there, and Chachmei Lublin was there. So they did. Chachmei Lublin, they went with the Ger Rebbe, who went with Dr. Tukachinsky, so they did. So they kept it on Saturday, in other words. And therefore, Rav Leib Malin, he wanted to hear Kriya Satorah. Once they made the switch, they made Kriya Satorah on Sunday, but he wanted to hear a shot, so he went to the Lubavitch of Chachmei Lublin to hear Kriya Satorah on Saturday. Okay. Yes?
What about
an island
in the middle of Israel?
An island?
Well,
I understand, it's one landmass. What do you mean? What does that mean?
One landmass, but it's surrounded by the border, so you're not going to have the whole principle of an island somewhere in Israel. There's no side street. You're shopping, whatever is there. It's that.
What do you mean, an island in the middle of a street?
Any significant body of water in the middle.
Oh, you mean if there's a... Are you saying in the middle there could be an ocean? Is there? I don't know. Yeah.
That's what I said. I felt strongly.
Oh. Ashbay, yeah.
Why would you also have to make Kiddush in
Chumrah?
Isn't that also
a mitzvah? No, but there's a child of Brachel Vatala. You can't just make Kiddush... suffering.
At the same time, you're missing out on, if that's really the day, then you're missing
out. No, but they held that the Iker day is a. The Chumrah, like Abbe Isser Skila, we're not going to do You're not going to do malacha.
So there's no mitzvah to not do kiddush.
Right, not do kiddush is not a mitzvah. Right, if they're wrong. But if you're doing malacha,
then you're wrong.
Yeah.
According to the Jews, file middle of Muslim.
Yeah.
When the Soviet Union tried to change the week to a 10-day week, what would they have done?
Oh.
Really?
It didn't work for you.
A 10-day week.
The only thing I can tell you about the Soviet Union.
Never heard of it.
Is that Alaska was purchased, right? The United States bought Alaska off of Russia. So then they changed the dateline that Alaska should go with the United States and no longer with Russia. So then Rav Yonason Steif has a discussion about that. We'll see about what's the halachic significance about that. Yeah. Right. Yeah, but he held to eat in Erev Kippur. Bottom line is you eat. So he didn't want to hear of.
But is eating on Erev Yom Kippur different than making kiddush on Shabbos?
Whatever, I mean, also they didn't want people, they want people who also fasted 2 days. I mean, most of the people, again, once Yom Kippur came, they were no longer in Japan. They were in China, so they were already not they were some people that were still there who did keep both days of fasting, yeah.
And they ate before the first day. Maybe that was their argument.
Yeah, but if it would be the wrong Erev Yom Kippur, you know. Right.
Greenwich.
Yeah, so Greenwich, so that's the 100, what is it, that's the
primary.
Yeah, so that's the Gleisha is, yeah, that's the Gleisha one. That's from Greenwich, England. How many, so that's what?
No, the civil one.
No, but it's based on certain degrees east of Greenwich, England.
Oh, I see. They say Greenwich, England is the middle.
Right. So what is it, 100, is it 180 from Greenwich, or what is it? Right, so that's the... Okay, we'll talk about that tomorrow. Okay, I think we'll stop here for today. This way you got we'll be on this packet tomorrow. Okay, so now you just got a basic Havana of what it said, and then we'll work from there. Okay. Yeah. The civil day one is a certain amount of degrees.
That's a physical place to create the world.
In other words, they drew their dateline wherever they wanted. And now, to tell people where it is, they say it's a certain amount of degrees from Greenwich, England.
It's 180 degrees
from Greenwich.
You're yeah.
saying Greenwich is the middle.
Yeah. You're saying, so according to the civil dateline, Greenwich is the focus, right?
Yeah, that's not because they're machshiv Greenwich, right? But for us, it's we machshiv Yerushalayim.
How they come up with this, like, geographically?
Yeah, because this was a convenient place. In other words, they're not going to... The Goyim held like the Yisoid Olam. The Goyim held the Yisoid Olam that you don't do through a landmass.
Oh, so they wanted the first to have that, so then they figured...
They figure out which is a convenient place, and then they just...
And Greenwich came
Yeah, out. It's not that they're machshiv.
Interesting.
Okay, so Rabbi Yonason, tomorrow... So tomorrow, should we start at 11? Tomorrow would be good to start at 11 for everybody? Okay. Okay, everyone.